KGNU Online.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another scintillating and rip-snorting edition of Cabaret, where we feature the best in our live music scene, where we feature our great musicians across the Front Range. Tonight's guests are Jeremy Mone and his band.
Thank you, KGNU, for having us. This is our theme, a song I wrote for you, Dreams of You. Cantor on guitar and banjo, and Mr. Kevin Johnson playing the upright bass. My name is Jeremy Mone. This is my band, and once again, it's a pleasure to be here. Gonna get it rolling with a little tune I wrote a while back. It's called Let Go. One, two, I want. worries. Let go, baby, of how you pay. When, baby, when, and let go, baby, that song and I forgot the words. How would you look at that? Anyway, here's the song.
I thought that scat was intentional.
Oh, yeah, it was. It became intentional.
So if you remember the words, that could just be the fourth verse then.
It's funny, you say two words wrong and then the rest just don't come out, you know?
I think it's because I started playing the verse.
Yeah?
I'll take the hit on that.
All right, what do we got next? We got a tune penned by Kid Ory. He did it with Louis Armstrong in his Hot Fives in 1926, which makes it fit neatly into the public domain. The song is called The Muskrat Ramble. One, two, one, two, three. I guess we did that one, right? So we must be off to good. I think we'll get the show started.
Yeah, we'll let you
right
do another one.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, so here's a tune I wrote called The Octave Stomp. It's dedicated to our record label.
Hey, save it.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. He's not a guy for labels. I don't know. What can you say? Just don't call me late for dinner, you know?
Just call you Jeremy.
One, two, three.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're joining us late, we have the fabulous Jeremy Mone and his band, which tonight is a trio. And Jeremy, for the purposes of our listeners just tuning in, could we reintroduce the band one more time, please?
Well, of course. We got Mr. Matt Cantor playing the guitar and the banjo tonight. Mr. Kevin Johnson's on the upright bass.
All right. Well, hi, guys. How you doing? So let's. You alluded to it earlier, but let's talk about this new record that you signed with this great company.
Well, PS Audio, it's a company that specializes in really high-end stereos, and they also have an audio format. Well, it's a few years old now, but it's a pretty high-end audio format called DSD.
DSD.
So it's a normal WAV file or a normal file that you would hear on your computer or phone for a music download or something like that would usually be about 44,000 bits a second.
Okay.
But DSD is somewhere around 2 million bits a second.
Whoa.
So they have a real high-end category there. I don't know how to describe it, but
Nice.
But high
DSD,
def.
DSD, okay.
High def. Yep. Well, hi-fi. It's not the 50s anymore, but it's hi-fi, you know.
So the sampling rate is just, so you can just get a more of a accurate sound then.
Yeah, absolutely. So to bolster their the library that can be played on their equipment, they had us record this album of completely original music, and it's such an honor to be able to do that. Yeah.
So how many tracks is on it?
There's 10 tracks.
Is on it?
Yep. The album's called Dreams of You, and it's available at psaudio.com if you want to get down on that. Yeah.
Okay, but do you have to have special equipment to play it to achieve the full benefit of it?
Well, you don't actually need special equipment. It comes with a disc that has the DSD on a layer, but then it also has the standard audio on the same disc in a layer, so you can play it on any CD player.
Oh, wow.
But for that...
You can also stream it.
Yeah, you can stream it on the website. No, don't tell them that.
I mean, it's on their website.
All right.
It's on their website.
No, they should
buy it. I'll repeat what you're saying, because I may not be able to hear you.
They don't have to buy it as part of...
Oh, okay.
You don't have to buy it.
Free.
You can listen to it.
Oh, now when did this come out?
What?
When did this come out?
A little while ago. No.
Sometime this year?
When was it? It was around the 1st of May, I think. I think it came out around the 1st of May.
So that's great. How many, congratulations, how many originals are on it?
There's 10 original numbers, yeah.
Of yours?
Yep.
Okay.
I wrote the whole thing. Some of them I wrote in crayon. Some of them I wrote in a magic marker, you know. There's a few colored pencils in there. I don't know.
So when you write music, what's that process like? Do you start with a melody and then eventually you get to charts?
Sometimes I do start with a melody. Sometimes I get real lucky and something pops into my head. Or sometimes I'll start out with some quick chord changes and try to add something to it. I've written out a complete form of chord changes and brought it to the band before and figured out what I wanted to play over it that way. And, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag for me.
That's great. Do you have a primary instrument you compose on? Is it always a saxophone, or do you do a piano? Or?
Well, I play some guitar. I don't play guitar publicly because I'm in... pretty auspicious company when I try to pull something like that out, but yeah, I play some guitar, I know some chords, and put together songs that way.
That's great. Do you sell copies of the new CD, DSD, at your gigs?
We do not, but it's available through psaudio.com.
It'd be okay.
If you search Jeremy Mone, Dreams of You, that should come up on Google pretty easily.
Okay. And is this your debut record, or have you recorded others before?
Well, we have a whole swath of stuff up on Spotify that we've been putting up for years. So if you search my name, Jeremy Mone, Mohney, you'll be able to find all kinds of stuff there.
That's great. Okay. Well, congratulations. Another one then. Another one. That's great.
Yep. Another one in the bag.
All right. Well, let's hear some more music.
All right. Here's a tune I wrote called Show Me What You Got and Swing It. It's for all you people with twinkling toes listening. Maybe you can get up dancing.
What kind of toes?
Get up and twinkling.
Oh, twinkling, okay.
Yeah, if you want to get up and dance, you can do that. I mean,
if you're not already.
If you're not in your car, if you're in your car, don't get up and dance.
Yeah, don't try to dance with your car while you're in the car.
Yeah, pull over first. It's like the cell phone rule. Right.
It should be. Okay. Yeah.
All right. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. swing it like that. No matter what he ain't, he never get fat. Show me what you got. Hand swinging. Oh, if ever a dog could tear up the ball, dig that groove from winter to the fall. Show me what you got. Hand swinging. Oh, I need steady food. Yes, yeah, if I do, I'm ready to shake it until the sun shines through. Won't you break it? Oh, what you know, Joe? We're ready to go. Hit me where the bee will fly off the floor. Show me what you got and swing it. Sunshine's through, won't you break it? Oh yes, what you know, Joe? Ready to go. Hit me where the bee will fly off the floor. Show me what you got. Alright, keep moving on. Here's a little tune off that album we were talking about. It's called the Graham Court Toodaloo. What?
Starts with the chorus.
Yeah, the chorus, yeah.
Love it.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. thank you very much, folks. That was the Graham Court Toodaloo. Here's another tune from the year 1926, which also fits neatly into the public domain. It's a song about my baby. I don't know. How'd they know back way back then that I would have somebody so special? I don't know. But this song's called My Baby Knows How.
They were prognosticators. So, do you know who originated this tune? From 1926?
Okay. I do not. And I can't even remember the name of the band that I know. Adrian Rollini.
So it's before the Beatles.
And Bobby Davis were on the record.
Before the Beatles.
Bobby Davis played the alto sax. And Adrian Rollini played the bass sax. And some other guys were there. And
was this recorded in Chicago or New York?
Somebody composed the song, too. I don't know who composed it.
Do you know where it was recorded at?
It was recorded on vinyl.
No, where?
Where?
Not what?
In a recording studio.
Okay, let's move on with the music. We're getting pretty far with this one.
Yeah. You know, I try my best. But, you know, I like books and all, but I like to look at the pictures.
Yeah, I got a few comic books, too.
Yeah. All right, here it is. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Of you, my baby knows how. Oh, who has taught me what real bliss is? Who knows how to feed me kisses? My baby knows how. She's got that way, there's that way, hey, you know what I mean. Am I fond of it? I love it and how. She turns no's right into yeses. You don't even need three guesses. My baby knows how. Thank you. said, wait, hey, you know what I mean. Am I fond of it? I love it and how. Leave me, she turns no right into yeses. You don't even need three guesses. My baby knows how. My baby knows how. My baby knows how.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have the fabulous Jeremy Mone and his band operating as a trio tonight. So, Jeremy, a few couple questions before we go back. You were talking about public domain.
Yeah. You know,
for the benefit of our listeners, how many years is it before a song enters the realm of public domain?
I guess nowadays, what is the cutoff? 1926. Next year, 1927 goes into the public domain. So what is that? I'm bad at math.
Oh, really? So are you saying it's like 95 years or something like that?
Something like that, a little over.
Yeah, man.
Something like that, 95.
All right. I thought it was like 50 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a, I guess a...
Wow.
What is it? Next year, Mickey Mouse goes into the public domain.
Mickey Mouse, huh?
And that's why they extended the cutoff for public domain, the Disney Corporation.
Oh, really?
Lobbied for it. Yeah.
Now, you're talking about anybody could reproduce the image of Mickey Mouse without having to pay for it?
Not this year, but next year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cool. They added a couple years there, a few years back.
Yeah.
To keep their intellectual property.
All right. Your trio is pretty interesting because Matt plays, you're playing swing music, but then Matt plays a guitar that I would think of that they would use in gypsy jazz.
Right. Well, I would consider gypsy jazz, at least in its roots, with the quintet du Hot Club de France, or however you say it. And those French have a different word for everything, don't they? I don't know.
I've heard that before. George tells me that all the time.
Yeah, but Django Reinhardt really not only mastered playing swing music on the guitar, but he really broke ground on a lot of new interesting thoughts for guitar players or jazz improvisers of that era. Anyway, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, like, you got any examples of that?
Well, if you look at maybe his take of I'll See You in My Dreams, it's a very well put together, improvised solo that mm-hmm. he did. It's almost completely guitar solo.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Matt's been alternating with the banjo, which is not a banjo that you would play in bluegrass, and I don't know everything about the banjo, but, and correct me where I'm wrong, but it has six strings on it.
Yeah, it's a six-string banjo.
Five.
Yeah, it's a six-string banjo, so it's the same setup as a guitar. So as a guitar player, he doesn't have to change any of his technique. Can pick it up and play it and get that banjo sound. But it is pretty prototypical to that early jazz sound. There was a Johnny St. Sir played in King Oliver's band and also recorded on the Louis Armstrong Hot Fives on a six-string banjo. And had that guitar sound with the banjo sound, you know.
I didn't know that. Okay, six strings is like a guitar. So you're doing the same chords.
Same stuff.
Same stuff. Okay, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, same stuff, worse timbre.
Yeah, same stuff, more out of tune.
Same stuff, more out of tune. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But that banjo has a different pitch than like a banjo they would play in bluegrass, right?
Yeah, just a little lower.
Okay, a little lower. Okay, that's what it is? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not playing with finger picks. The metal finger picks make it a lot twangier, I would say.
Okay. And do you use a lot of bar chords in the banjo? Did I see your finger across the strings?
Yeah.
Okay, so and that's another thing they wouldn't do in bluegrass, right? They wouldn't use bar chords, right?
Yeah, that's true. Most of the time.
Okay, there's always an exception somewhere.
Yeah,
they just put a capo on it.
Yeah.
So they don't have to work that hard. They just play all the open strings.
The folks didn't know they're going to get a music lesson out of it. Well, I didn't know I was going to get a music lesson out of it. Hey, Jeremy, before we go back to the music, where are you going to be tomorrow night, and what's your schedule look like?
Well, we're going to be at the Savoy in Denver. That's at 2700 Arapaho.
Perfect.
Playing an event for Swing in Denver. And thank you to Kenny Nelson for all the big help that you've given so many people in the scene, musicians and dancers. And it's a big swing dance extravaganza we're going to be playing tomorrow. Right there at 2700 Arapaho at the Savoy.
Wonderful. And what's coming up after that?
What's coming up after that? The next day we're at the Constellation Ice Cream in the Stapleton neighborhood of Denver.
Really?
And then the day after that we're at Little Man Ice Cream in Lohi.
Okay.
Downtown Denver. So we got a good little string of shows. We're kind of doing a little ice cream shop tour of Colorado, and
so is in the candy shop thing next then,
but we're starting it off with that swing dance.
Yep. Right on, man, right on. And yep. I was looking at your face.
We love all the swing dance organizations around here. Swing Nights Denver, based out of the Mercury Cafe, and of course the Mercury itself. We're so grateful to get to play there. And Boulder Swing Dance has us out at the Avalon every now and then. And
way to go.
Yeah. Love playing for dancers.
Now, when you do your shows, do you do a lot of the tunes from the new CD, the new record?
Or
do you mix it up and play stuff that the dancers know?
You know, we were talking about it earlier. Kevin was saying that, I always bring a set list and everything. No, we just kind of call tunes and just play what we want. We hope it sounds good and hope people like it.
Sure, because I was going to comment on the originals I've heard. I mean, they're right there in the idiom. I feel like I am in the 40s or something.
Yeah,
it's a tune that an old tune that I just haven't heard yet. So,
Well, thank you.
All right, we're listening to the fabulous Jeremy Mone and his band.
Well, this next tune is a tune called Shep's March. I wrote it for a little dog. He's a corgi. His name's Shep. And I hope you just picture his little butt wiggling around as we play this song. Shep's March. 1, 2, 1, 2. Thank you. on along. Got another original number here. It's called Hetty Freddy. Hetty Freddy. What a guy. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Once again, we got a tune called Back Home Again in Indiana. Ready for that? One, two, one. Oh, he doesn't have his banjo out yet. It's time for a banjo joke. So the other day I left my banjo in the car. And I came back, the window was broken. There were 6 banjos in my car. Can you believe that? All right,
that's a pretty good banjo joke.
Yeah, that's a good banjo.
More banjos than I've heard of.
See, he's trying to tune the banjo. Whatever. He's tuning the banjo right now. You know how to tune.
Oh, those things need tuning. Okay.
You know how to tune a banjo?
You throw it in the trash can.
It's a trick question. You just can't tune a banjo.
You can tune a fish before you can tune a banjo.
Yeah, tune a fish. Oh.
Folks, while we're tuning up the banjo, I just wanted to announce that we are here with Jeremy Mone and his band, which is a trio tonight. We'd also like to thank George and Dr. Decibel for doing a great job on the sound tonight.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Here it is, back home again in Indiana. Thank you. it seems that high, seems that I can see the gleaming old candlelight still just shining bright down through the sycamores for me. And the new mowed hay sends all its fragrance from the fields that I always used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, you know I long for my Indiana home.
Jeremy, you got any gigs coming up next week that you want to mention?
Gigs next week. Let's see. What are we doing next week? Sitting around eating bonbons? No. we're playing City Star in Berthoud on the 16th.
Nice.
And
is that a Saturday night?
That's a Saturday night, yep.
Saturday night. City Star in Berthoud with Jeremy Mone.
And then I'm at the Gold Hill Inn on the 24th with Greg Shockett.
Yes, you are.
And then later that night, my band's playing the Mercury Cafe at 8 o'clock on the, what was that, Sunday the 24th. Yep.
Yeah, I got to make it down there for those swing lessons and start learning how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, get back into that. All right, we have a few minutes left in our show, and so take it away.
All right, here's a song called Dinah. 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 Give me an A flat.
Is this one where you said, "Don't call me late for Dinah"?
One, two, one, two, three. Thank you. Much KGNU for having us. This is our theme, a song I wrote for you, Dreams of You. Mr. Kevin Johnson on the bass, Mr. Matt Cantor's playing guitar and the banjo. Well, he's playing the banjo right now. My name is Jeremy Mone. This is my band. So wonderful to be here again, and hope to do it again in the future. Thank you so much.
On Cabaret Tonight, thank you for listening. And now we are going to go to Corriente. Vámonos!
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. And somebody called in from the Western Slope saying, really appreciated hearing you all. It is just a few seconds before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to Corriente Acan, KGNU, Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, and KGNU Online. We'll get to some more music after a few programming announcements.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at rebeccasherbs.com.
Support comes from VIA Mobility Services, a community transit provider. VIA is a nonprofit offering transportation and mobility options for older adults and people with disabilities. VIA gives people an option to be mobile. Services are now expanding into the Denver area. More information at viacolorado.org.
And it looks like my computer has already started playing, so I'm going to go to a CD. Pero, I wanted to tell you that I've got a few things. I got a bunch of stuff queued up and also a lot of new music in the Air Studio. So thank you, Indra, and all of the crew, of all the folks who are working to bring music into KGNU. But if there's something you would like to hear, feel free to give a call, 303-442-4242 or dj@kgenu.org, and I can look for it. So we're going to go to Totola Momposina from Colombia, and I have a bunch of other music from Colombia y otros lugares, other places. So just keep it here with Corriente until 10 o'clock.